Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You know, look at this guy. How far has he fallen? I mean, two years ago, we were talking about him being in the White House.
These snowpocalypses that have been going through D.C. and other extreme
Let's
weather.
Let's go to Gene Lasker. He's with New Jersey Emergency Management. He joins me on
Does
the phone.
Does this strike you as something that came from a George Bush
fan? Crack.
You blew it!
Hey, world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night here. We take you through the looking glass of not just the news, not just the events of the world, but reality, reality itself and perhaps how you yourself view things. This evening, we are going to be talking with Margaret Gray. She is a nationally syndicated columnist with the column A Little Bird Told Me, syndicated in some 150 newspapers across the country. About comments emanating from Mr. John Mayer in a Playboy interview, Mr. Mayer said, among other things, that he has an N-word pass or a ghetto pass or a brother pass. Basically what it means, he's white, but he can say, he can use the N-word and everything's good. He also said in this interview that while black people give him this ghetto pass, he has a, shall we say, his manhood, his thing, it's a white supremacist, so he doesn't want to have sex with black women, but he's got a ghetto pass. So it's a fascinating, wide-ranging interview with Mr. Mayer, and we'll have Margaret Gray on the show tonight to interpret, really, what that's all about. I just find it fascinating. Then coming up in our next hour, we will have Dean Wheeler on, and he'll be talking really about the Democratic response to the blizzard in Washington. He'll be comparing it to the Bush administration's response to Katrina, not that there is anywhere near the scope or tragedy or anything attendant to it like that. But it's just the relative response times. And he feels that this obviously makes President Obama look far superior to President Bush in his ability to deal with these kinds of weather events. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And that's how you call us. You can go online at philhendryshow.com, watch the show tonight, listen to the show if you'd like to. We have live streaming audio. We have live streaming video. We are, we are setting our video feed out right now as we speak. So you can check that out. You can also look at all of the archives that we have. If you want to Twitter, follow along with us. Behind the scenes, our staff operates a Twitter page at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. 877-876-PHIL is our number. So Margaret Gray joining us from Santa Monica from the offices of the Dicklin Syndicate this evening. And Margaret, so I'm going to play for you some of the comments made by some people. We have video bloggers. We have an African-American female reacting to what John Mayer said. We also have just a piece of his music so people can be refreshed. And we'll get to our interview. Good enough?
Phil, I do want to hear what other people had to say about this, because I know I'm not alone in, not completely alone, at least in my attitude.
All right, well, in any event, Grammy Award-winning artist John Mayer is known for delivering explosive interviews, but the sexually and racially charged statements he makes in a profile in the March issue Playboy sent shockwaves across the Internet today. And we will listen to the reactions of some of the people to this interview. By the way, if you don't know John Mayer's music, it's here it is. It's good. Sorry. I mean, it is good. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, he's a fan of our show. It's great music.
You have to watch what you're saying,
man. All right. No, really. He's a great artist. Now, amateur video bloggers took to YouTube to decry the comments made by Mayer in the Playboy interview. Here's one African-American man feeling conflicted.
More disappointed and upset, and I'm undecided right now if I would still listen to his music, man. Because like you say, you know, like I say, a song come on, that would automatically come up, like, oh, I would feel so conflicted. Like,
all right, here's an African-American female reacting to Mayer saying his John Mayer basically said his penis is a white supremacist, meaning while he has this N-word pass, this ghetto pass, and he is, quote, down, end quote, he would not have sex with a black woman.
Well, you know, I didn't know that could discriminate. I thought they were equal opportunity employers all the way.
Word.
So good
word
you,
on that.
Thank
John
you.
Mayer,
hold on.
Your d- can think for
word.
Itself.
Hold on.
I mean, you know, I'm trying not to get mad at this because, you know, this is America, and a person should be able to speak their mind. I mean, there are plenty of people out there who don't want to go outside of their race for sex. So, I mean, is he wrong for doing that? No. Do I take it personally as a black woman? No. But he could have said it better.
Margaret, there's a couple of things to my way of thinking going on here. One is that John Mayer claims to have this N-word pass, this ghetto pass. He can, basically, he can say the N-word around black people because he's considered cool or down by black folks. And that, of course, is an atmospheric, it's a sort of a nebulous thing we're talking about subculturally here. But nonetheless, whatever that represents, he seems to think he has that. And so much so that he can say, well, my penis is, quote, white supremacist. I believe the quote is, I've got a Benetton heart and I've got a David Duke blankety blank. I'm going to start dating separately from my blank.
Well, Phil, there's an awful lot there to sort out. And I don't want to jump to conclusions. One of the things you need to understand about whether it's John Mayer, whether it's Robert De Niro, or whether it's myself, because I have... I have trafficked, I have moved, I have worked within the community of African-American artists, as well as African-American business people, to the point where I, too, have, I don't want to call it an N-word pass, if you want to call it a ghetto pass.
All right, let me ask you, are you able to say the N-word around black people?
Yes, I am, but that doesn't mean that I do that because I have the ability to do it, but yes, I do. I can go into a room where there are black women and white women and communicate equally with both sides. There are, obviously, as you know, Phil, a great many white women who are frightened to talk to black women. If I'm in a room where there are white women and black women, more often than not, Phil, it's very interesting, I find myself interpreting for a lot of the white women, not interpreting literally, but I will smooth things over and calm them down so that they're not quite as nervous, I guess. I don't know.
Well, if you say that you have... You mentioned John Mayer, Robert De Niro, and you having this N-word pass.
By the way, Phil, could I just mention one thing?
No, but I want to be clear. You have this ghetto pass. You can say the N-word in front of black people.
I seem to have that, yes. And I guess it's because I just... In my way, I represent a white person to the black people that I meet. Someone who simply is very conversant with the subcultural experience of black people. But I want to bring up something. You said some very sharp and pointed things about John Mayer. He is a fan of your show. He does listen. And what you just said during that song, or just before the song, you are really walking on the edge.
What do you mean I'm walking on the edge?
One of the most powerful people, one of the most powerful entertainers right now in America has said he likes your show, and you're mocking his music. You're saying, oh, well, no, yes, I do like it. Oh, we like the show. You're making fun. You're doing things still, I think, that really can redound negatively on you. I don't want to see you blow it. I just thought, if you could keep that in mind...
Margaret, I was fooling around. I mean, you know, look, Mr. Mayer is a nice guy. I guess I've never met him, and I know he listens to our show, but I have to be as honest as I can. And he says he has an N-word pass. You say you have an N-word pass. Why you and not other white people?
Well, why me and not other white people? First of all, I'm not nervous around black people. Many whites, if not... 99% of them are nervous around black people. I am someone who can, when I hear black music, if I hear music that is by an African-American artist, for instance, I automatically begin to snap my fingers. I begin to move back and forth to the beat. I'm not self-conscious, in other words, around the African-American music that so many white people are. The other reason why I have an N-word pass, Phil, is that black people know when they talk to me, or a Robert De Niro, or a John Mayer, they know that I am formidable, that I get it, that in many ways I am, and excuse me for using this word, Phil. I don't know any other word to use, but in many ways, I'm hipper than blacks themselves. And they recognize that. When a black person sees a white person who is...
hipper than black people, I don't know. In what sense?
I can't explain it. I seem to coin phrases that they pick up on. I will mention music that they've never heard of. In a lot of ways, I'm formidable, as is a Robert De Niro, as is a John Mayer. Our street credibility is so formidable that they say, you know what, if you were to call me, and excuse me for saying this, Phil, but they say, if you were to call me a big black...
All right, we had to dump that, Margaret. I would ask you to be sensitive of my audience.
I apologize, Phil.
All right. Margaret Gray is on the line with us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. She is a syndicated columnist with the Dicklin Syndicates. She says that in addition to John Mayer, who says he has an N-word pass or a ghetto pass, meaning he and a handful of other white people can use the N-word, and black people are fine with that. And Margaret is another one. And Margaret, you said that the reason for this, in a nutshell, is that in many ways, black people see you as hipper.
In a lot of ways, Phil, yes. And John Mayer the same way, and Robert De Niro. There are a handful of whites who impress black people as truly, very truly connected. And hip and artistic. So I can walk into a room full of black people, as I did last week. Quincy Jones was there. Denzel Washington was there. There were two or three other prominent black artists there. And I came in and I said my N-words to them. And they laughed and everyone came up and gave me a hug. I'm just able to do that.
You walked in with Denzel Washington and said my N-words.
Yes, it is something that I've just been able to do over the years. And John Mayer is another one.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. This is interesting. Talking with Margaret Gray, do most white people just not get what it's like to be black? Do some whites have an N-word pass? And Margaret claims that they do.
So I'll give an example. Halle Berry was there, and she said to me, you are my N-word. They just talk to me as if I really can't explain it. They talk to me as if I'm one of them. And in a lot of ways, I am. I can go home at night and really think like I'm black, even though I know, obviously, I'm not.
All right, your call's next, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Margaret Gray about why it is she, John Mayer, Robert De Niro, and some other whites have what is called a ghetto pass, the ability to say the N-word in front of black people and have them not be offended by that. Margaret mentioned going in and seeing Halle Berry, and I forget who else she said. She said she greeted them with the N-word. 877-876-PHIL. Why is it some white people don't get what it's like to be black? Why do some whites have an N-word pass? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Show, world famous, groundbreaking, Margaret Gray joining us, and we're discussing John Mayer's controversial statements, allegedly to Playboy magazine. They'll be out in March, but among them, John Mayer, the musician, a great artist, said that he has an N-word pass. As a white man, there are very few white people who have the N-word pass. He's got one because he is, because he is comfortable, I guess, with black people. Margaret, you say you have a ghetto pass. Why do some white people not have that? And we'll get to some phone calls here, too, in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Why do some white people not have that?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Why do some white people not have the ghetto pass?
Well, not every white person is going to... I guess not every white person is black enough. Not every white person can be. The reason why the country is struggling right now is because white people don't really know what it's like to be black, like I do, like John Mayer does, like Robert De Niro does, a few other whites do. I can talk with black women and white women.
But why do some white people not have this so-called ghetto pass?
Well, a lot of reasons, Phil. First of all, I think whites don't have it because they're nervous. A lot of whites don't. They're very nervous. I think they get too friendly with black people, and it becomes obvious they're trying to befriend blacks because they're frightened that if they don't, they might get stabbed or mugged, as ridiculous as it sounds. Women are afraid of black, white women are afraid of black people. And black people have a sixth sense. You hear the kids today say, recognize. I recognize. I came up with a term, and this is why I say I invent terms. The term I came up with, I recognize game. I got recognized game. And I came up with that term.
I got recognized game?
Yes, I recognize I got game.
I recognize I got game. All right, basically you're saying white people are too phony.
It's a very harsh word, phony. I'd say they're frightened to death. They want to be liked by black people, but they're afraid of looking stupid. And ultimately, yes, they're very nervous and want to get out of the situation as quickly as possible without making someone so angry they reach into their pocket and steal money, something like that.
All right, 877. You mean that's what they're afraid of?
Yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. In Shelbyville, Kentucky, is Anita. Anita, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Phil, hello. Where are you
yes,
getting
ma'am.
What are the, everything she says is so stupid. And please, what is a ghetto?
I'm sorry, is this woman black?
No, tell me again. Please tell me, what is a ghetto card? Actually, black people are not looking at you as being cool or down. And really, you are a big joke.
You asked
but
me
you
a
are.
Question.
You're a big joke. I've never heard such silly
you
stuff.
You asked me
on
the
that
question,
same boat with Al Gore and his big old scientists with, I think you got global warming on your brain.
I've not mentioned global warming. I don't know what's wrong with this woman.
Anita, hold on. You don't have your phone, radio turned up, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay,
this
good.
Where does she feel like white people are scared of black people? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Because I see it on their faces. I see whites, they'll say to me, can you get me into this party? Can you introduce me? And I'll say, why are you sweating? Why?
Well, okay, let me ask you this question. Why women are so scared of black people, then why do they date black men? Is that out of fear? Explain that.
You know, Anita asked a very good question. Should it be the other way around? Shouldn't black people be afraid of white people?
I don't understand why. White people are trying to be, bring white, I don't.
Why? For the history of relations between the races. But I don't want to get into that. If they're afraid, why do some white women date black men?
Well, the white women that date black men do that for the cachet it gives them with other white women. I've got mine, you don't have yours.
What, we're talking a jungle fever thing here?
I don't want to use that term, Phil, and really, you do not have the cred to use that term.
Black men is kind of like the same thing you're doing. You're trying to fit in.
Why would you even
belittle yourself by using the N-word and then sit up and insult the black race and say, oh, I have my ghetto pass? Well, everybody's not from the ghetto. Do that get you a pass in Harlem?
Right.
Because you cool? Do that get you a pass in Harlem? Come on now,
all
be
I can
real
tell
about
you,
it. I mean, you
I
sound
can go
so...
To, yes, I can go to Harlem. Yes, I can. I can go to Harlem and order that food that a lot of you eat.
What the hell is black food? Please
and
tell
I,
me. What is black
what
food?
What is that?
What is black food?
What they, no, it's not black food. It's just what they serve in Harlem. And I can order that.
Well, Margaret, answer what she said. How did you get a ghetto pass?
I don't know when it started. I know I walked up to Quincy Jones one day, and I said my N-word, and he laughed and gave me a hug.
Is Quincy Jones allowed you to call him the N-word?
Yes. Now, I know that...
Well, Margaret, if somebody walk up to you and say, oh, you my bitch, my wife... Are you going to embrace them? Are you happy with that terminology? Excuse my language, Phil. Are you happy
with
that terminology?
I met Spike Lee in Harlem for Chitlins once. I was treated very well there.
What do you mean? You met Spike Lee in Harlem for what?
For a plate of chitlins.
Uh-huh.
See, look at her laugh. See, look at her laughing because she.
So, you had a plate of chitlins, so you like eating hog guts then, right? Pretty much what the slaves used.
Spike Lee allowed me. Spike Lee looked and admired the way I ate it, yes.
Yeah, I'll bet he did. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Margaret Gray, world famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, we are online at philhenryshow.com. You can look at our live streaming video right now. In fact, during the breaks, we're throwing the N-word around here quite a bit. Margaret is with us only because I'm. We're trying to get a little bit of a handle on what it is you're saying, Margaret, and you are saying you made the point that you have a ghetto pass, you have the N-word pass, and Robert De Niro does, and John Mayer does, and you do. Can you think of any other white people that have this pass?
Oh, I don't know, Phil. I imagine that Bruce Springsteen does because of his lifetime friendship with Clarence Clemens. I can't imagine a day going by in the life of Bruce Springsteen, for instance, that he doesn't look at Clemens and use the N-word several times. That's what happens when you befriend and become trusted by black people. But I was going to say to you, Phil, and I know you wanted to ask me about the problems the country is having right now.
You said that you believe the country is having these problems because white people, not enough of them, have their ghetto pass. Now, you heard what that one lady said. Isn't that insulting to blacks?
It really doesn't have anything to do with blacks. It has everything to do with whites. To get the ghetto pass is to express to a white person that you now can communicate comfortably with blacks. You can call them the N-word, and they will laugh it off. And I would say in our country today, we've really got to work on that. We have a lot of white people that need to work on that to become less frightened of black people and more trusting.
Well, how will you know that we have reached that point that whites and blacks give each other... You know, white people get the ghetto pass, and I don't know what pass black people...
Well, black people don't need any pass. Black people already have access to every aspect of culture, of American culture. They have studied it for so long from, if you will, behind the door, looking through the crack in the door. You'll know as a white person that you have the ghetto pass, if yes. As shocking as this sounds, you can use the N-word with a smile on your face to any black person you see, even a total stranger, and they high-five you, say my N-word back, and as they say, it's all good. But you can't force that. You only know it when you say you N-word, and they look at you and laugh.
And what if they look at you with eyes that say you're going to die?
You really have to be careful. You have to judge that moment. When can I call a black person blankety-blank? When can I look at them and laugh and say, you dirty? And you wouldn't say...
Oh, come on, Margaret, you dirty.
No, I'm saying as a friend you would say that.
What friend would look at a white person, why, you dirty... Are you being serious?
Yes, of course I'm being serious, but it is done in jest. It is done as a friend. You have to pick your moment. John Mayer picked his moment. I've picked mine. Robert De Niro picked his. Pick yours well is the only thing I can say.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go back to the phone calls here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. For Margaret Gray, as we talk about the so-called ghetto pass that John Mayer has, Alex in Los Angeles. Alex, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. I'm having a
yes,
real
ma'am.
Problem with Margaret because, one, she's speaking, quote-unquote, for 99% of the white people that were uncomfortable with blacks. Two, she's speaking for the entire black community that everyone uses the N-word and everyone gives passes. And three, is this not reverse discrimination that you can only use the N-word if we judge you to be cool enough? What is this? And why is she on the show?
Well, I don't... Let me ask you this. Does everyone call you Alex, or do just your friends? For instance, if someone is
Everybody, even a total stranger.
Even someone in business doesn't refer to you by your surname.
Everybody calls me Alex.
Well, I don't believe that. You know as well as I do that you use your surname in certain instances.
No, I don't.
Everyone,
but I don't believe you because
everyone
I'm
is allowed
being,
to use
you know what?
The woman is, name Alex.
You and just,
so
you just completely ruined your credibility.
If you have respect for someone, you can allow them to use your first name, or they can call you the N-word. But not everyone gets that right. And
well, why did you say, Margaret, you don't
sorry,
believe her?
Who does she think she's kidding?
No, I'm
you
sorry,
know
but
full
you just
well
lost
you use
all
your last
credibility.
Name.
You just lost all credibility.
It came on and immediately went into your pathological lying act. And
oh, come on. I mean, isn't the lady... Yes, ma'am, I'm
Hello?
Sorry, but I wanted
Hello?
To... Alex,
I'm
we're
sorry,
here.
I'm sorry, but why is this woman on the show? She does not know me at all.
Why are you allowed to come on this program and lie?
Let the lady finish, Margaret, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Alex.
Everybody, when the guy asked my name, I said Alex. Everyone I am introduced to, I say my name is Alex. Everyone calls me Alex. And I said she asked me a question. I answered it. And then I
well,
got
then you must not have a job.
She did not
then
answer.
You don't have a job. Then you
See,
don't have
and
a
now
job.
She's integrating me, saying
if
I don't have
a job.
I own my own business.
People, oh, and even people you've never met before call you Alex. Who do you
yes,
think?
Yes, because when I get
know,
introduced
who,
to them, I say my name is Alex. I'm not pretentious.
Well, Phil, I don't believe her, and you don't believe her. No one believes her. She has a last name. She uses it in business.
I'm sorry.
Well, wait. Well, we're not going
to
get into calling people liars here. Now, if the woman says that's the case,
she's
Margaret,
saying,
move on. But let's make another point.
What does that have to do
somehow.
With what I said? Why would I lie about that? And what does that have to do with my place?
I have the right to call certain people the N-word because they trust me and they don't trust
that's
you.
That's discrimination. It's
no,
discrimination.
They just don't like you. No, is it discrimination
it's
if you don't like someone?
Discrimination.
Is it discrimination if you don't like someone?
It is discrimination. You're
All
just
right.
reversing
I'm
it.
Discriminating.
And
I'm
enough.
Discriminating against you. I don't like you, so I guess I'm discriminating against you.
Exactly.
I certainly don't
but
like
you. You are setting a standard
I can't
of
stand
behavior.
You.
No, you're
I
saying that black people discriminate against whites based upon their hipness.
No,
you
I
said you were
I
a hip
discriminate
enough.
Against you. I discriminate against you because the more you
I'm
talk, the
enough.
More I want to throw up.
No, and I'm not hip enough.
No,
okay,
you make
so
me wanna
I'm not.
You
I
make
cannot.
Me want to throw up. No, I still. Excuse me. This woman makes me want to throw up, but I guess that makes me discriminatory.
Whoa, hold on.
She makes me want to vomit.
Believe this. This woman is allowed to talk to a stranger like this.
You know, I can't. You make me want to vomit because you lie.
No,
Margaret, you know, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with people. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with people, but you can't come out with a statement. She's lying. You have to take her at her word. If that's what she says is the case, move on.
Okay, I've moved on, and I said, I guess I'm discriminating against her because I don't like her. She makes me want to vomit. God.
All right.
My point was, go ahead, Alex. My point was, she said...
Yes.
That black people, if they deem you hip enough, allow you to use the N-word. So they're basically...
Hold on. Margaret, would you stop that?
I'm sorry, Phil. I have to hang up. this is ridiculous.
No, go ahead. No, finish your thought. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
How is discriminating against people based upon their behavior any different than any other discrimination? How is it any different?
Alex, that's a good question to ask. Margaret, I heard you doing it again.
I wasn't doing anything. I was livening up her phone call because it's really killing your show. Her phone call's murdering your show, Phil.
I guess I hit a nerve.
It could be.
Phil, if
it
your
could
show
be.
Was an, if your show was an infant, this woman has just driven knitting needles into its eyes.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a very good question, Alex. And
yes,
I think it's one that bears answering. And I appreciate very much your call. 877-876-PHIL. What was the problem?
The problem was very simply this. She said, everyone calls me Alex. I don't know why. I know she's lying, but I do. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. You ask Frank. Frank, isn't it true I have a sixth sense for these things?
He does. No, he's always.
I have a sixth sense. Number two, when she started in with, you know, reverse discrimination, I could feel. I had a three-minute egg this morning for the first time in years. I don't think I digested all of it because I was made a little sick by the eating raw yolk. And I felt as if I had to listen to her one more minute, that entire egg, undigested, would fire out of my throat, right out through my mouth. That's how sick. And
all right, Margaret, I think what you need to do is understand that not everyone's going to agree with you. And
no, this has nothing to do
with... Yeah, it has everything to do with that, and you have to demean and insult when someone does not agree. That is not the nature, that is not the purpose, there's no meaning to that at all. It's nonsense. That's not why we debate and discuss. Tony, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tony, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. We're talking about this so-called N-word pass or ghetto pass that John Mayer says he has and Ms. Gray says she has. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, I just want to say this. Margaret, are you sure you're not one of these people on the HBO special walking the point or something? Because that's the only kind of people I see talking the way you talk. And you ain't really making a whole lot of sense at all.
I'm not making a lot of sense because I've been talking to a very repressed white women. Now, John Mayer, Robert De Niro, I beg your pardon?
Are you a Daniel Willie, a friend to a black person?
All I know is I've been given the right to call my black friends you know what. I'm honored by that.
You're honored by that, huh?
You know, so I'm talking to...
How could that be an honor if a black person was to call you, let's say, trailer trash? Would that be an honor?
No, of course it wouldn't be an honor. It would be an insult.
Okay.
I'd be very insulted.
Okay, and calling a black person...
Because it's like I'm...
Can I... Let me ask a question here. Margaret, is this like you're an honorary black person?
How dare you?
Well, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you've been granted honorary...
No, I didn't say honorary, okay, Elmer?
I know you didn't. I said honorary black person status.
Right.
Wanda Sykes, I want to tell Tony something. Tony, Wanda Sykes encouraged me. Now, I want you to hear this. Wanda Sykes encouraged me, okay, to use the N-word as frequently as I could.
Maybe she wants to see you get shot. What about that?
Maybe so. You know what? I believe, yeah, she may have said, or if you even know Wanda Sykes, that, yeah, use it. To see if you really got the balls to use it. And I just can't see you having being a woman, and a grown woman at that, you should use common sense to not want to even degrade a person like that.
Tony, I don't want to degrade. I only use the word in the way that other black people, mostly men, use it, as an endearment or as a form of joking. Now,
I am a black person, and I don't use that word, period. And I don't even allow
that's a good point. If I'm in the ladies' room and there are white women and black women, I'm going to be the white woman you want to talk to. Because I doubt that.
I have white friends, and they respect me, and I respect them. If they wanted to come
and
out
I would
there,
have respect for you.
Well, what would you say to Tony if you just met her?
I would say my N-word or, you know, N-word bitch or something
no,
like that.
Oh, no, you honey. I'm sorry. No, you would not.
Sounds to me like she'd be very upset with that.
You know, Phil, it must be comfortable for you sitting there on the fence
and
enjoying not taking a stand.
We would never be friends.
Why is it that Quincy Jones wants to be my friend then and you don't? Boy. You say Quincy Jones doesn't understand.
Well, I want to understand something. You walked into a room, Quincy Jones was there, Denzel Washington was there, and you said my N-words to them, and they laughed?
As sure as I'm sitting here wanting to get out of these pants, yes.
You know
as sure as you're sitting there. All right, look at Tony, thank you so much.
Tony, as a black woman, I beg you to understand that there are whites that want to suck up. Don't let them.
No,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
There
you're
are
the one who's
no want to keep us in black people right. in slavery.
They want to be down and don't let them fool you. There's
no, I believe Margaret, you are being ghetto.
That know what you're about.
The N word. That's being
exactly.
Ghetto.
You're gonna, yeah.
I was at a Golden Globe. Let me tell you, I was at the Golden Globes after party with Mariah Carey and Oprah Winfrey. Both seemed to be fine with me looking at them and saying, "You're a couple of dirty, filthy N words," and we were laughing. Why? Because
couple of dirty, filthy. I don't believe. I don't.
Well, Phil, you're a liar, too.
No, I'm calling you a liar now. You call that other lady a liar? You're a liar.
Are you telling me I'm lying?
About saying to Oprah Winfrey and Mariah Carey, you dirty, filthy N-words.
The way blacks say it to each other.
They don't say that. Thank you very much, Tony. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Man, oh man, oh man.
I've got a ghetto pass.
Phil Hendry.
I said, hey, Oprah, you big fat dirty.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I just said. I insist.
I'm totally fine with that.
I insist that you do that.
I'm totally fine with that. Margaret Gray, we're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with, we're going to talk with Margaret more about the N-Pass. I'd be happy to say what I was saying off the air. Is that what you want me to say, Margaret?
Not only that, Phil, but I insist, because it absolutely galls me that you have inferred that I'm some sort of an elitist, because I can call my black friends the N-word. I can call them stove lid or whatever, and...
Well, you never brought that up, okay? But what I was saying off the air is that my producer, Jason Rantz, looks like a Chinaman.
And that is as racist a thing...
He happens to be Jewish. He happens to be a Caucasian. Okay? He just looks Chinese.
And yet I can't call my black friends a dirty, filthy N-word.
I don't understand that, man. I fail to understand... maybe saying my N-word, if that's in point of fact what your black friends allow you to do, but dirty filth, and you said this to Oprah Winfrey and Mariah Carey?
Oh, Phil, they both, look it. Oprah Winfrey and Mariah Carey are both very overweight. They're used to laughing at themselves. If you want to know, we call each other butterhogs because all three of us are fighting a weight problem. We stand around the dessert table there at the buffet and lick our fingers and stick our fingers into the cake, and it's a lot of fun. We're sisters. At the very end of the evening, the three of us are very tight. We're sisters.
Calling her a dirty, filthy this and that. All right, our number is 877-877-876. Phil, here is Christina in Newport News, Virginia. Christina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to say that's very disrespectful. I'm a grown woman, and I would never in a million years disrespect any of my friends like that, and I'm black myself. You wouldn't call me that. You really, truly wouldn't, because that's total disrespect. I don't care if you were joking or not.
Well, I'm saying that John Mayer, who is a white folk singer, was given the N. Are you familiar that he has an N-Pass?
You know what? I'd like to know how many black listeners of mine actually know what an N-Pass is, or actually know what a ghetto pass is.
Excuse me, Phil, but I'm talking to the sister.
Excuse me, you're talking to the sister.
Christina, are you there?
That's ridiculous. Yes, I'm here.
Is the sister there?
Explain to me what a ghetto pass is.
Don't start sucking up to Mr. Hendry and pretend like you don't know. You know what an N-Pass is.
I don't know.
No, she doesn't.
Do you have a trailer park pass then? Do you have one of those passes?
When I visit trailer parks, yes, I've got one on the windshield of my car.
She's talking
come on.
About trailer trash.
How dare the two of you? I live in a beautiful home, and you know that, Phil.
All right, but the fact is, and I'll say it again, Margaret, why do you think that all black people know what an N-word pass is or a ghetto pass?
I think this young lady knows full well what it is.
Tell me then. If you have one, tell me. Tell me what it is, and if you have one.
And she's clowning to impress you, Phil.
No, go ahead. Explain what an N-word pass is.
I happen to have black friends who think that I am down enough that I can call them a racist term, and they laugh. Now, it's called the N-word pass, or the ghetto pass, because I just happen to get. You know, I don't know how you say this. Black people know that I'm with them. You see? Hello? Is the color
see, when
there?
When I look at people, I don't see color. I see people. And for you to sit up here and say, ghetto is a state of mind, sweetie. There's no such thing as having a ghetto pass. You can live in the best neighborhood, at the best house, and still be considered low class or whatever if you don't
keep
it right.
That's right, but you know that I could call you. I could call you the N-word.
I called the show.
You know I could call you the N-word and you'd be happy.
You can't call me.
No.
You can't call me.
No, you can't do that.
And you can suffer that. You can suffer the repercussions behind it. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't get it.
You can't call me that. You can suffer the repercussions.
There are black people
who
say that I can call them that.
Phil Hendry.